In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Bible reading today was from St. Luke chapter 7. This, I say, unique reading. We used to say it every day in the midnight prayers. In the second watch, we usually read the same chapter. The same reading from St. Luke chapter 7 from verse 36 to 50. In this chapter, God tried to give us a basic rule in our life. We'll see what this basic rule. This chapter telling us a story that a Pharisee called Simon, this Pharisee man invited the Lord to his house, and our Lord, he didn't ignore him, he accepted his invitation. From the reading, we can notice that Simon the Pharisees, when he invited our Lord Jesus Christ, he didn't invite him because he loved him, or even because he believed in him. Because we see the simple basics of the hospitality, the things basics of the guest right, he didn't do with him. In back days, at this time, the guest rights was when they enter the house, they offer him water to wash his feet, they offer him an oil to anoint his head, to refresh from the road, and then to kiss him. So Simon the Pharisee, he didn't do any of this with our Lord Jesus Christ. That means he invited him maybe because he was jealous to know who is Jesus. Like you remember on last Sunday, we was talking about Zacchaeus and Zacchaeus. Remember the Bible reading at last Sunday, he said, Zacchaeus, he want to see who is Jesus. But there is a great difference between Zacchaeus and Simon today. Zacchaeus, when he want to see Jesus, he want to know who is Jesus in real. He want to believe in him. But in today's case, in Simon's case, he want to see who is the teacher, and maybe he invited him to his house just to gain a credit that he invited the teacher. Our Lord at this day known as a teacher. So he just maybe need to collect some credits from the society that he invited the teacher in his house. But definitely he wasn't in love with him, or he wasn't in belief of him. And on the other side, we see the sinful woman. She entered the house without invitation. She came behind our Lord from behind. She didn't dare even to look to his face. She kneeled down and started to weep, and the tears of repentance to wash his feet. It's a great difference between Simon and this sinful woman. And by the way, I need to mention, we don't confuse between this sinful woman and St. Mary Magdalene and St. Mary, the sister of Lazarus. It's the three different persons. This woman, the Bible didn't mention her name. And she is completely different. It's a completely different person than St. Mary Magdalene. And she is completely different than St. Mary, the sister of Lazarus. But now I need just to make a small comparison between the two characters we have here, Simon and this sinful woman. First of all, before to do this comparison, God, our Lord Jesus Christ, even he knew that Simon the Pharisees, he don't believe in him, he accept his invitation. And the second important point, also God knew that this woman who touched him, who knee in front of him, she is a sinful woman. And he didn't refuse this woman to touch him. He didn't refuse her. For the comparison, we see, same as we said, he invited our Lord without believing him. While this woman entered the Pharisee's house when she knew that Jesus is there, and she knew that she is a sinner, and she has a hope with the capital H. You know what's the difference, even in language, between hope and hope? The hope, H-O-B-E, with the regular H, or the small caps, that means the worldly hope. I hope to do something. I hope to buy a car. I hope to eat something. But the hope, when we read the word hope with the capital H, it means the hope in our eternal life. It means raja. Means الرجاء بالعربي الرجاء ده بنكتبها دايما hope بالكابيتال H. This sinful woman had a hope that God never refused her. He will accept her repentance. She knew she is a sinner. While Simon the Pharisees, he considered himself a righteous man. We know that from what? When he saw this sinful woman come and touched our Lord's feet, he think in himself, oh, if this a prophet, if he's a righteous man, he will know this woman is a sinner. He start to judge. He put himself in a judged place. He put himself in a place of God to judge people. That means he never look at our Lord Jesus Christ as a prophet or as a savior. He just invite a regular person, a famous person in his house. At the end, we see that this sinful woman, because of her repentance, of her knowing her real situation, she is a sinner, she came out from this meeting without her sins. She got her forgiveness of her sins, while Simon stayed in his sins. Actually, this situation is the situation of a lot of us. Every one of us should ask himself, when I came to the church, when I came today to the church, I came with the feeling that I need to see Jesus. I need to get his forgiveness. I need to repent from my sins, and I weep with tears for my sins. Is this my feeling when I enter the church today? Or just I enter the church for just a social work or a social habit? Most of us just came to meet our friends, to meet our families. But we forgot that we came originally for the most important reason, to see Jesus, to get his salvation, to feel his kindness, to know his love for us. This is a great difference between these two characters. So every one of us today, he should ask himself, why I'm here today? Why I'm in the church? I am here just as a habit. I used every Sunday just to spend 3-4 hours in the church and meet with the other people, meet with the Egyptian society, or meet with the Arabic speaking society, or meet with the people I know from the past, from Egypt. Or I come to meet the Lord, or I come to know who is Jesus. Always when we look to Simon the Pharisees, we remember Zakka from the last week. Zakka, he wants the same. He wants to see who is Jesus. The Bible said the same sentence. Zakka wants to see who is Jesus. And Simon wants to see who is Jesus. But there is a great difference. I come here, we came here today to see Jesus with his love, with his forgiveness. The last and important thing, the parable or the example our Lord gave for Simon the Pharisees, again, teach us another principle. When he was talking about the creditor and the debtors, we all of us know this parable. All of us know that the creditor have two person debtors, give them money, one of them 500 denarii and the other 50, and then both of them doesn't have money, so he forgive both. So who will love Jesus more? The one who forgive more. The one who was on with the 500 denarii. If I have the feeling of the sinful woman, if I have the feeling that I have many sins and I need to feel the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, God will forgive my sins. But if I enter his house and put on myself, I'm a righteous man, I'm a good Christian, I come every Sunday, I take the communion, I give from my tenth, maybe I serve in the church, maybe I am deacon, and I put in my mind that I don't need God mercy because I'm good one, I'm righteous, and this is the same like the one who forgive by 50 denarii. He forgive by little, so he love little. If I have the feeling that I'm good one, I am righteous man, so I will not gain the forgiveness of my sin. Because I don't have the feeling that I need the peace from the King of Peace. We pray that every one of us when enters God's house have this feeling. Have the feeling of the sinful woman. Have the feeling that we need God's salvation. That we are sinners, and whatever we did, whatever the world gave us, and whatever we did for God, we are not owing God anything. We just a bad servant, like St. Paul said. We just a bad servant. Whatever we did, we still in need of his salvation. We still in need to increase our love to our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that we have the heart of this sinful woman, that we come here and repent in front of our Lord Jesus Christ, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.